It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Our guest this morning is a researcher for the U.S. Forest Service, Dr. Hobie Perry, and he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about how we can keep track of our water quality in the Great Lakes. Hey, Dr. Perry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So can you talk a little bit about this project with the Forest Service and how you're connected into this?
Sure. So I work for the Forest Service down here on the University of Minnesota St. Paul campus, and we were invited a few years ago to participate in a large initiative called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is a kind of alphabet soup of federal agencies looking at Great Lakes water quality and improvements. And so we in the Forest Service undertook a research project to look at the linkages between landscapes and water quality. That's really an important part of what we in the Forest Service are thinking about, is ecosystem services provided by the landscapes. And so we were able to leverage some remote sensing imagery as well as some field plot data collected by our nation's forest inventory program to evaluate the linkages between the varying landscape characteristics across the basins and how that influences water quality and rivers draining into the Great Lakes.
One of the things that we've talked about here in the Twin Ports a lot is how everything rolls downhill. And therefore, if you have pesticides or anything else that's on your lawn, whatever it is, good, bad, or ugly, it's all going to roll downhill and it's going to end up in the lake. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I think that's an important way to think about it, is that, you know, when we think about water quality in a lake, we often think about the lake in isolation, but it's important to remember that everything that happens on the land eventually ends up in the lake, and so it's really important for us to be very thoughtful about how we manage the landscape, whether it's the rural landscape or the urban landscape, because that is linked to lake water quality.
Now, there are some satellite images that folks can take a look at, and I'm going to ask you for that link before we're done so that we can make sure we have that posted and people can take a look at it. What are some of the areas of the Great Lakes that are at risk or perhaps that you're concerned about?
Well, what we looked at was those basins that had water quality observations, because that's where we can really make those linkages. And then we then used that same information to look at basins that didn't have water quality data. So we were able to prioritize these research investments. So there are some areas, let's say, for example, along the South Shore, moving into Wisconsin, some of those clay basins and such. But it comes back to the landscape management. In particular, agriculture is often a big part. And then in Lake Superior, because forestry is a big piece, that has an influence as well.
I'll ask you now, and like I said, I'm also going to get this posted again, but where would folks go to take a look at some of these images? They are available for people to take a peek at, is that right?
Yeah, they are. That's an important part of what we're trying to do, is change the way we finish our science. You know, often for a long time, science has been sort of within the community, and we share and peer review our science together, but an increasingly important part of what we're trying to do is share our science, share the investment that we're making on behalf of the public by making the data products that we generate more widely available. And so absolutely, we've developed some recent tools that allow the broader public to take a look at the outcomes of the science as well as the underlying data we're using to generate that information.
Well, and that's a wonderful idea, that you'll get to find out what it is the scientists discovered. You'll be able to take a look at it for yourself. And instead of that, working in a university, instead of that information, you know, living just among the hallowed halls, we can actually put it into practice in our daily lives, informed by that research.
Absolutely. That's an important part of what we're trying to do, is broaden that conversation, bring more people in the loop, and help them see the value of science and how that can improve, in this case, lake water quality, you know, to everyone's benefit.
So is the easiest way for people to find the information to run I'll get a link set up, but would you run like a Google search on landscape change monitoring system maybe, or...
Yeah, that would be one resource. One of the things we're trying to do is to compile a whole collection of science outreach tools under what we're calling our engagement portfolio. So the Forest Service's Forest Inventory Program, we've got a website dedicated to a whole suite of these sort of outreach tools. And the work we're talking about here today is one of those that we're highlighting in particular.
Fantastic. As I mentioned, we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find, and they can do a little noodling around and educate themselves in detail at their leisure. Dr. Perry, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you.
My pleasure, and thank you very much for the invitation.
Dr. Hobie Perry this morning. He is a researcher for the U.S. Forest Service, talking about a suite of different tools that the U of M and the Forest Service and some other organizations are involved in to monitor Great Lakes water quality. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.